Aloha everybody, it's Mark, and I know you could be tuning into any one of thousands of worship services happening right now, so I'm so thankful you're joining us today, and I'm believing you're going to be blessed by today's service. Hey, we are so thankful for the power of technology, especially during a time like this, because even though we're apart together. If you're blessed by today's service, I want to encourage you to leave a comment, like this video, or consider sharing it with someone who needs encouragement during this time. Okay, this is really important, but right now we are preparing to enter into a time of worship. So let's be intentional about preparing our hearts and just inviting God's presence into our space. Maybe you're at home, maybe into your living room, but let's put aside all distractions and let's move beyond simply watching to actually engaging in worship. I'm praying you'll be blessed during this time, and I pray that you would encounter the Lord wherever you are. Now let's prepare our hearts to worship the Lord.
I want to know you more. I want to your presence.
Your presence. Hey everyone, Pastor Mike Palumpo here, and it's times like these that I'm glad I have a secret bunker. So I'm joining you and Team America in this all-out war against the pandemic of coronavirus, which is attempting to take over our country and the world. And so some people are saying, well, you know, what is this? Aren't we kind of overreacting with the, you know, the social distancing and all that kind of stuff? Well, let me explain very simply what's going on and why our church is also joining in, and we're all out about this. So here's the pandemic, right? So here's the coronavirus, and it's infecting more and more people. And the only way that can happen is if you touch someone, or if you come in contact with someone, right? So it wants to do this. But down here, this is the capacity of our medical system. So this is all of our hospitals. This is all of our beds, our ventilators, our doctors and our nurses. It's here, right? So what's going on in Italy right now is they have too many infected people, and you know their medical system is exhausted, basically. So they've been overrun. Okay. So in America, thankfully, we're still down here. See, we're still here, and we want to keep it there. So overreaction, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So that's why, you know, we're not having church service the way we normally do. All right. And we're staying in this place, these places of isolation. So we're not in contact with other people. And this is really, really good. Overreact. Overreact. And we will all be safe down here. So today, we're doing this very, very special church service online. And I got the whole pastoral team from their secret bunkers. I want you to tune in and listen very carefully to what they have to say. Okay? God bless.
It is week one of quarantine. We're fine. Everybody's fine. All of us are doing okay.
Sit on the chair, everybody. Sit on the chair.
There's a picture my daughter drew today. There's Daily, the kids, and there's me. We're doing fine. Thanks, everyone. Hey everyone, all joking aside, God is good, and our family really has been making the most of this extra time together. We've also been thinking about you and praying for you every day, and we look forward to being together with you again soon. You know, I'm sure you've noticed that as you look around, it seems like virtually everything is being canceled, right? Graduation was just canceled, prom was canceled, dining in restaurants, going to the movies, even Disneyland was canceled. But you know one thing that will never be canceled? Church. Why? Because church isn't an event. It's not a place you can close. In fact, who is the church? That's right, we are. And in the book of Acts, we read about the early church and what it looks like to be the church. And it wasn't so much about a location, a time, or a place. It was more about a way of life. In Acts chapter 2, we read this about the early Christians. It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. So you see, being the church wasn't restricted to a day of the week or a place that you gathered. It was about devoting yourself to the teachings of Jesus, to staying connected, even when you're apart, to prayer, even if it's over the phone, and to helping those who are in need. And in just a moment, you're going to hear some practical ways that we can do those things. So yes, church may look a little different for a season, but as long as we devote ourselves to the main things, we'll always remain the church. Because even when we're apart, we're still Mobeta Tegeta. Praying for you, love you, and look forward to seeing you all again soon, in person. God bless.
Aloha, Pastor Earl here. Let me read you a promise from God found in Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You see, when the people of God were in exile in Babylon thousands of years ago, he spoke to them and gave them this promise that God would open up a way, that he would open up a way to deliver them from captivity in Babylon all the way into their homeland. And of course, we know the end of the story because he eventually did. And I pray too that we can believe this promise for us today as we face these uncertain times. You are probably watching this video with your family at this moment. And if you're not in quarantine, this is your chance to draw closer to one another. And of course, closer to God. You see, we are truly more better together, even if we got to stay away from each other just for the moment. You see, in this unprecedented time, let's have an unprecedented response. Use this time just like the early church did when they were scattered all over because of the persecution they experienced. You know, we are not facing that kind of enemy right now, not quite the same. But the principle is the same. The people of God rallied together in homes and drew closer to God. You may be wondering, what will happen to us as a church as we can't have our large worship services? I want you to be encouraged. For hundreds of years, the people of Israel were scattered all over the world. They had no homeland to unite them. So how did they remain the people of God? Well, they would practice the Shema Israel value every day. And it's a prayer they'd recite each day that kept them focused on God and as a family unit. And I'll read it to you now. It's found in Deuteronomy 6. It goes like this. Listen, O Israel. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone, or the Lord is one. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are going on the road. And many of you are at home right now. When you are going to bed and when you are getting up. You see, in this moment, we all get to focus that we have an amazing God who will help us through this difficult ordeal. And we can be a part of encouraging each other in these times. And that's the best thing you and I can do right now. You see, many of us are facing many uncertainties. Some facing the loss of a job, not knowing exactly what will happen in their future, whether God will supply their needs. Some of us are really worried. If we catch the Corona 19 virus, will we be able to withstand it? Let me share with you what I believe we'll eventually get through this. We'll eventually get through this. Because God's got us. He's got it. And let me just recite Isaiah 41:10 again. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, because I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In fact, tell the person next to you, God's got it. And he does. God's got it. The other pastors and I are praying for you. And if you need prayer of any kind, our prayer team is standing by. You can call any of your pastors as well. And personally, I'd love to pray with you. Until next week, aloha.
Aloha. Lari Shimabukuro from the Wahiwa campus here. Does anyone feel like their Empire State Building is more like the Leaning Tower of Pisa right about now? Just a little off kilter. With all that is going on in the world, it can be, well, a bit overwhelming. So how do we press away the crazy of the world and get back to the peace of God? We go back to the basics. What are the basics? Well, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God and love one another. What a novel idea. You see, his church is still his church as long as we continue to love him first and love one another. It makes sense, but the challenge in times like these is knowing how to love one another. Well, John encourages us to walk in God's light so that his light can shine through our lives on everyone around us. Ever walk into a room where no lights were on and wander around looking for a switch? I have. So I did the only thing I knew to do. I turned on the light on my phone. The darkness was gone in an instant, and wherever that light was pointed in the room, it was changed. It was illuminated. We are like that light. We are illuminated in Christ so that we change places and people around us by who we are, how we move to bring hope and light in the darkest times. You see, the church hasn't gone away. It simply looks different. And we have the opportunity to shine even brighter than we ever have before. Can we encourage you in this season to continue to hold fast to God and in action, love on each other? Here's 5 practical ways to do this. The first, call and check in on family, friends, and neighbors. Reconnect with folks you may have lost touch with. You see, loneliness, anxiety, and depression can run rampant in these times. Your friendship and sharing is needed. Second, join an Aloha team. These are teams who contact folks who may be high risk and help to run errands, do odds and ends, pick up groceries and other needed items while practicing safe social distancing. Let us know if you want to join this effort. We'd love to have you. Third, group connect through social media and technology like FaceTime and other such apps to hold small gatherings, while you can even call a church service watching party. Fourth, reach out in prayer. Pray with each other. Pray for each other. Pray for our leaders and our nation. And if you are in need of prayer, connect with us by phone, email, and social media. We are all in this together. Finally, a wise word from Paul. He says to fill ourselves with whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Remember, control the things you can and release the rest to the one who knows best. Then allow him, allow God to show you how to love. And just watch what God does in our midst.
Hi everybody, Pastor Glenn here, and there's 3 things I want to share with you today. First off, out of Romans chapter 13, it says, all of us, all of you, all of us must obey the government rulers. No one rules unless God has given him the power to rule. Mm-hmm. And no one rules now without the power from God. So, if anyone is against the government, he is really against what God has commanded. Now, the reason why I bring that up, everybody, is because President Trump issued this as presidential coronavirus guidelines for America, 15 days to slow the spread. And of course, you can download a copy of this PDF off of coronavirus.gov. And it talks about washing your hands, staying healthy, also not to gather in public places. So if you're going to work every day, go to work, come back home. We want to contain the virus as much as we can. And so, number one, remember to let's obey the law.
Amen.
Okay, so stay home, catch up on your rest, catch up on your sleep, catch up on yard work. So brothers, if you have a honey-do list that your wife made for you, that's a great time to catch up on all that kind of stuff. Number two, it's a great time to focus on your intimacy with God. So, you know, in my devotions, I want to pray for the scientists, the doctors, the nurses, even the medical personnel that are helping the people that are already with the virus. But, you know, as we pray for the scientists, know that they're going to come up with a cure for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to take time.
Amen.
So our job, of course, is to stay home as they mitigate, as they keep the virus contained. The one thing that I want to ask myself, and maybe this is for you as well, to eliminate some of those things that could be idols in your life.
Mm.
Now, I know for me, it was sports. I love the NBA, the NFL, MMA, all that kind of stuff. I love sports, but even the NBA had to shut down, you know, because of their, you know, athletes and all that. So the third thing that I want to share with you is to stay engaged with us during our online services. And of course, I want to thank God for the technology that we have, because we have relationships all over the world, Amen. All over the country. Mm-hmm. That's pretty exciting stuff. So we truly are a church without walls. Now, I love what it says in Hebrews chapter 10, where it says, "And let us not neglect our meeting together." Now, of course, I would love for us to get together physically, but of course, this time we cannot. And it says, you know, as some people do, but to encourage one another. So I want to encourage you to join us every week as we come together online to worship together. Now, I love what the Hawaiian Pigeon Bible says. It says, "No stop coming together for church." I just love how it just says that. So anyway, that's all I have for this week. And I'm going to introduce you now to Pastor Teresa.
Thank you, sweetheart. Great word, and definitely let's obey the law, everybody. I'm going to actually share about something that I'm extremely, extremely passionate about. For those of you that know me, I'm really passionate about worship. And earlier, Pastor Earl shared an encouraging word from Isaiah 41:10, and I'll review that. He said, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And I love this scripture, because if you ever thought about "do not be afraid," God in his word declares and decrees to us over 300 times to not be afraid. And yet we find ourselves as a nation, many of us struggling with fear. We know that we're not supposed to be afraid. We know that the word of God is saying that you're not supposed to be afraid. And maybe you're here with us this morning and you're thinking, "Pastor Teresa, I can't help it. I feel so fearful. What do I do?" Well, I want to encourage you that in Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8, it says this: "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the affected hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." And here it is: "I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears." Mm-hmm. And so, brothers Amen. And sisters, I'm here today to just encourage you to seek the Lord in your times of praise and worship. When we seek the Lord, we're simply coming into his marvelous presence. To come into his presence is to worship and adore him. When we worship and adore him, we can't help but fix our focus on the glory and the beauty of his majesty and all that he is. That is why the psalmist in Psalm 16 says, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy." And so we want to encourage you today, primarily, that we are to turn our worry into worship. We want you to turn your worry into worship, and we want to turn your fear into faith, okay? So every time you feel anxious, every time you feel worried, every time you feel fearful, it is a time to stop, to pause, and to praise the Lord. And why worship? Because whatever we worship is what we focus on. Mm-hmm. Whatever we're worshiping is what we're thinking about. Right. Philippians 4:8 tells us, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." I don't know about you, but I think God and his promises are all that and then some. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so if you want to stop the fear in your minds, if you want to stop the fear from escalating in your hearts, then worship the Lord and allow for his marvelous presence to overcome you. That his peace would come upon you. His joy would come upon you. His love would come upon you. I'm going to quote something that I read in this article, and it said, "I believe that music is the most powerful force to shape the destiny of generations." What it was talking about is how powerful music really is. Think about it. Music is the one common language that transcends cultures. It transcends time and space. God knows how powerful music is, which is why he encourages us, he exhorts us, and he commands us to worship him. With song, with lyrics, with music. And in the article, it talked about how music like from the 60s shaped an entire generation, like the Beatles. But how's about this one? How's about Darlene Check's song she wrote, "Shout to the Lord"? Yes, it was a song written in the house of the Lord for the people of God, for a Christian experience. And yet, that one song was able to go beyond a Christian culture and impact the secular culture. Mm-hmm. Shout to the Lord was sung on American Idol, for goodness sakes. Mm-hmm. So we know that there's power in music. Well, I would contend, what if we, the believers of God, actually broke forth in prophetic songs of praise and worship in this season for such a time as this? The power of that kind of worship, the power of praise that could come forth from God's people could go beyond our Christian culture and impact a secular one. Mm-hmm. In such a time where people are looking for hope, we have the answer, which is Christ Jesus as our hope. And worship is the key to releasing that here on earth. A.W. Tozer, however, he cautions us. And I found this quote and it kind of shook me a little bit. And so I want to read it to you. It says, worship is no longer worship when it reflects the culture around us instead of the Christ in us. Mm. And so it is important for us to make sure that we are singing songs that are Christ-centered and biblically grounded. And I want to encourage you as a family to worship God. I want to encourage people that have the gift of music to write prophetic worship songs and release that, because we have the power to change our culture. Mm-hmm. We have the power to elevate the faith in the people, even if they don't know Christ yet. Through praise and worship, I believe that as we lift him up, he will draw every person to himself.
That's right.
So now is an awesome time for us to engage in worship like we've never done before. So there you have it. Now we're going to turn it back over to our senior pastor, Pastor Mike Palumpo, for some closing words.
Hey, everyone. Don't we have an outstanding pastoral team? I just love those guys so much. I call them the dream team. Well, you know, God has us now in this very peculiar season, right? And so we find ourselves like, you know, not able to go out to eat, you know, so we can't go to restaurants. You know, there's no sports right now. Sorry, Pastor Earl, no sports. No Disneyland, you can't travel, you know, you don't want to go to Vegas right now, you don't want to go to any place. We're just basically, you know, the Christians call this in a place of solitude. And this is a powerful season that God is calling us to. It's almost like he's forcing us to fast from all that other stuff. Now, so instead of like turning to, you know, TV or watching, you know, Netflix or playing video games incessantly, let's capitalize on this time. Amen? Would you listen to the Lord right now just kind of call you into a season of solitude? And so this is where, even though you are by yourself, you are not alone. God is with you. So go to these secret places. Go into these places of prayer and cry out to him. Did you notice at the beginning of this year in Australia, they had like these massive fires? And the reason is because there was no rain. It was as if God had withheld the rain, causing these fires to go out of control. And if you look at Africa right now, there's these swarms of locusts that are overcoming the continent. You know, like Kenya and particularly some in Uganda, these swarms are the size of New York City, eating all the crops. And I mean, it's incredible. And then of course, right now we're dealing with, you know, this coronavirus, and it's like a modern day plague or a pestilence. Well, I want to read for you 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Now, verse 14, you know that verse. But have you read verse 13 lately? Here's what it says. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, what? Or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, right? Now here's verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. So God is calling us into this season of solitude. It's like Elijah in that cave where, you know, the Lord did not speak to him in the wind or in the fire, in the thunder or the lightning. Instead, God spoke to him in a still small voice, in a whisper. And you're only going to hear that when you're quiet, right? And so I want to urge you, you know, to just, since you're forced already, you know, you can't go out. You're fasting, you know, from travel and from, you know, restaurants and all that and from sports. You're already fasting from all those things. Okay, now pray and seek him with all your heart right now, church. And I believe this. I believe that God is going to call us and he's going to send us out. If we hear his voice, he's going to send us out. And this is the prayer that he asked us to pray. So this is the prayer that God asked us to pray. He says, seek the Lord of the harvest and ask him to send out laborers for the harvest. So some days ago, I took my parents to their dental office. There was just this past week. So their dentist appointment. And there were two guys. And I noticed that they both had problems with their knees. And so got into a quick conversation with them about that. And I said, hey, would you mind if I, you know, prayed for your needs? And I prayed for this one guy. His name is Freeman. And he said, yeah, sure. Yeah, I received that. He kind of goes to church, you know, kind of believes. And so I prayed healing over his knee. His wife was there. And I just began to pray healing. And guess what? His pain went away. I kid you not. His wife was crying. You know, Freeman stood up and he said, hey, I feel better. I feel better. And so God's on the move. Amen. There was another guy. His name was Paul. And, you know, he didn't tell me that he went to church already, but I didn't know that. But I said, hey, you know, I noticed that he had knee problems as well. He had a scar on his knee. So I said to him, I said, hey, Paul, can I pray for you? And he goes, yeah, sure. You can pray for me as well. So I prayed healing for him. And then he checked it out. And his pain went away. Isn't that great? Oh my gosh. I mean, just the Holy Spirit is on the move right now. And so we're going to pray right now. And the first thing is, you know, if you're listening to this and you haven't received Christ into your life yet, we're going to pray right now for you to receive Christ. Just pray this prayer with me. And the angel of death will pass over you just like he passed over the Jews, the Hebrews in ancient Egypt, because the blood of Jesus, the Lamb, will guard the doorposts of your heart, just like in that first Passover and just like in the time of Jesus. But pray this prayer with me and receive him into your heart right now. Just say, Heavenly Father, go ahead, just pray that with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for dying for me on the cross and shedding your blood. I turn away from my wicked ways. I turn from my sin. I repent and I turn to you. And I believe in you, Jesus, and I receive you into my heart. Pray that. Just say, Lord, I receive you into my heart. I ask you for forgiveness. Thank you that you have forgiven me. And now your blood covers me. And so now the angel of death will pass over me. And I want to just pray right now also for the church and just pray this. Lord, we just pray that you would send out workers. You said, pray to me, the Lord of the harvest, to send out more workers into the harvest. And just like you sent Paul to the Macedonian, you sent him west, you sent Peter to Cornelius, to the Roman. Lord, in the same way, in spirit-led ways, with wisdom and discernment, send us out. Send us out. Help us to hear your still, small voice, the whisper of God. As we go to our places of solitude, you will direct us to go out and you know, and take care of our kupuna, take care of our family, to go to neighbors, to go out into our community, and to be the light, again, in discerning and careful ways, led by the Holy Spirit. You're going to send us to who you want us to go to, who will need help in this time, who needs salvation in this time. And I want to just pray right now that we break this spirit of fear over our nation, over each other, over the church. In Jesus' name, we come against fake evidence that appears real, fear. And we repent from that. We break the stronghold of fear over us. And instead, we receive a healthy fear of God a spirit of the fear of the Lord, to humble ourselves before you, O God, and to seek you with all of our hearts. We receive that instead. This we pray in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, the matchless name of Jesus. And all the children of God said, amen, amen. All right. God bless you guys. Until next time.
Hey, everybody. It's Pastor Rich. What? Oh, it's this thing.
That's what's causing the problem. Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Rich, safely ensconced in my own private bunker at my house. And what a tremendous service we've had all together. You know, just hearing all of the pastors speak and just helping us understand how to approach this season of life for us as a nation has been really helpful. And so my job today is to share with you a little bit of the announcements that we have. And so, of course, as we've heard from so many different areas, we have some cancellations to talk about. The Legacy of Hope Golf Tournament is going to be canceled. And so we're going to postpone that for next year. And so it gives you another year to work on your golf swing and make sure it's, you know, all set to win those prizes. And then secondly, the men's breakfast that was planned for March 28th is going to be postponed. Right now it's for May 23rd. And we'll let you know as that date approaches if there's any adjustments needed for that. So those two events are going to be put on hold while we're in this season. But I did want to let you know a little bit about some of the ways that you can interact with us online that you may or may not be aware of. One of the things that we're used to is being able to fill out a connection card, you know, having a little piece of paper that we can sign and you know, say things that are happening in our life and give praise to God and ask for prayer requests and to ask for information about different ministries. That very same card is available to you digitally online. And if you look at this video that I've prepared here, you can see that if you just go to the very top of the webpage and pull down the Connect tab, you'll be able to find the different connection cards for your campus. And that even works if you're on a mobile device. As you can see here in this mobile device demonstration, it's a little harder to see because you have to go to this hamburger switch. But you go to that hamburger switch, head on over to Connect, and in the same way, all three of those connection cards are available. And they have everything that your normal connection card would have. And so all of your being able to ask for a prayer requests or to have a pastor contact you, that's all available there. And then secondly, the other thing that we do in church is that we give. We give as a form of worship. It's not just what we do when we're singing, but we also give as a form of worship to the Lord. And you can do that right here on the webpage in the upper rightmost under this Push Pay tab, Give with Push Pay. If you press on that, then you can select which campus you want to give to. So just because it kind of defaults to the Mililani campus, you can select to Haleiwa or Wahiwa or the Legacy of Hope Building Campaign. And one of the things that we will always suggest is that you set up a recurring giving so that you don't have to kind of go through this every time that you want to do that. If you set up a recurring gift, then it takes care of all of the hassle of that automatically for you. So those are some of the things that I wanted to review with you. We would love to hear from you about what you think about this online service. And so use that connection card right now, right after this service, and let us know what you think. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like. You know, this is new for all of us. None of us pastors have ever pastored through an event like this. And so as we learn to do this, we want to be able to be the most effective communicator to help you and your walk with the Lord. So let us know how we're doing. Let us know ways to improve. And if you have an idea that you want to share with us, be prepared to perhaps even help out with that. The other thing I wanted to also suggest to all of you is send in pictures of where you're watching this. You know, show us that you're participating with us online. Send us photos or videos of your Ohana group or your family gathered around the computer, the television, wherever you happen to be accessing this feed, and show us that you're enjoying it, and then we'll feature those in the upcoming Sunday as well. So that's going to wrap it up for today. We thank you so much for your understanding and patience as we explore this new way of doing church. And I think it's going to be an opportunity because I think there are friends and family in your circle of influence that will come to something like this online that may never have set foot in church. So this is a great opportunity for the Church of Christ to expand and grow still more. So with that, keep that in mind, keep your hopes up and your hearts up, and invest in your family during this time of gathering together in small groups and staying with those that we're close to, and just challenge one another to grow even more in their love for Christ. We love you guys. Aloha.